Yes, the Life Diary is where you can head to find out everything that's happening around town. Pete Court still joins me because a special event happening tomorrow evening.
Very exciting. Yes, the launch of the Stories of Life, which strangely enough, because it's got the word life in it, you know for a fact, is the Life Stories of Life book, which we've spent the year collecting stories for, including a very fine story from Aiden. Wasn't there?
No, I didn't write a story.
Now, Aiden, I have just discovered that Aiden gets his wife to do all the work. Isn't that right?
Yeah, no. He tried last year to write a story. Do you remember?
I know. It was funny, wasn't it?
Oh, it was like, he tried to be serious.
Yeah, yeah. Have your kids started riding bicycles yet?
Yes.
Yeah, when they start doing that and they keep falling over, that's what it was like watching Aiden. No, but seriously, you, Leah, did one and here it is. This is, I hold in my hands, Bones and Blue Eyes. This is the book, the 2022 Stories of Life. It's the seventh collection of stories. So that's your copy.
Wow, can I have a look?
That's your copy. It's not actually launched until tomorrow night.
Wow.
And you've been published, of course, many, many times.
No.
No?
No, definitely not. This is first time.
I drive around town and see your name all over walls, because you're graph tagging yourself.
Yeah.
Lots of art. But this is your first in the written world.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Congratulations.
I've never submitted anything to a writing competition, maybe in primary school or something, but nothing that's been accepted and published.
It was very good. And I have to say, I should point out that all of the stories were graded and marked, not marked, but were all sort of read and edited and stuff blind. So I didn't know any of the names until the final draft came out. So I didn't even realise yours was in there until Aiden said, oh, yeah, Leah got an email saying that her story's in it. It is?
Yeah.
What? So I didn't even know
Sneaky.
It was in there. So congratulations. But you like you say, you're not wouldn't call yourself a writer.
No, I mean, as an artist, I do write a lot about my work. When I'm doing exhibitions, I write about I'm painting, the meaning behind it.
You write a grocery list once a week for me.
Instructions. Aiden, do this. Yeah, but that's
not... Yeah, and part of my, on my website, I have a blog where I write, but it's very casual. It's very just about what I'm making, what I'm doing, what I'm... processing.
But
this was different. This is a story
of life,
a narrative.
Stories of faith and testimony. So it's not just a story about things I did to avoid, having to pick up the groceries for Aiden. It's actually really, it's stuff that really mattered to you. And it's a really cool story about your mum.
Yeah, it is.
And it was one of those ones you sort of... Got a bit of speck of dust in your eye.
You get hay fever.
Yeah, you get hay fever. It's a really, really well-written story. Was it tough? Yeah. Was it hard to do?
It was actually really hard for me to write. I found it, in some ways it was nice to think about Mum, and the story I write about is as a teenager going to visit her in a nursing home and saying goodbye to her. Mm. So the... Oh, it's always hard going back and thinking about that time in my life.
And not clicheing it, I guess, and trying to remember what it was really like rather than what you think it was really like.
Yeah.
But I ask you because the whole point of the Stories of Life and why Life FM got behind it 8 years ago, 9 years ago, was because we wanted to get together and encourage people to tell stories of faith and testimony. And you're right. It's kind of – somebody said, so tell me your story. You sort of go, it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
And we really wanted this book to encourage people to do it. So the fact that this is your first story in it, first time you've entered it, and you've got a story in there because it's really good, is so encouraging to the people, those of us that put it together, but also to other people who haven't yet done it, that it's really worth doing.
Yep.
So it's a great fun thing to do.
We've been talking about this throughout the year because, it's popped up in April and
June, launches in June, April the 1st, appropriately.
And June was feedback month. Things. So along this process, listeners of the show will have heard about it and things, and people can go along tomorrow night, can't they,
Yes.
Pete?
Yeah, we're having launch at Table, which is the old orphanage, for those of you who've never been there, on Goodwood Road. And under the big, huge tree there, we're going to have a launch, and you'll get to meet some of the other authors and the writers and the people who've been responsible for it, and basically meet the community of people who are behind it and who are now involved in it, which is really cool. And it's growing every year, which is fantastic.
Leah, will you be signing people's books since you're...
autographing them? With a spray can.
My children ask me to, also. they won't even... No. Yeah. It's very funny.
That was a no. Yeah, how about no? Yeah. No, it'll be excellent to see it. The other really cool thing about it, this year and last year as well, there's more and more stories coming from overseas as well, which is really cool. Mm. So it's actually, we have never promoted it beyond here, but it's become an international thing and people internationally.
Wow.
But there's already hundreds of copies, I think, have already been sold.
Yep.
And ordered. And it's not even out yet. So it's really cool.
Crazy.
So your story's going
to
be there.
Those ones don't have your signature on them.
No.
So we'll have to get you.
They're not as valuable. Yeah. So, but yeah. It's excellent. So you're coming to the thing tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Excellent. You'll be there. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. And anybody else, it's 6 o'clock for a 6:30 start at Table. Come along. There's going to be tea and coffee and we'll have some nibbles and stuff there. And, of course, you can buy copies of the book. If you can't, you can go to storiesoflife.net. It'll also be online, so you can see it there.
Pete, thank you very much.
Leah, thank you very much.
No, thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it and it was great to have feedback and learn how to edit my work as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was great.
I don't think you picked up on this, but we're trying to wrap it up. Like that was my secret.
No. So tell me.
No, just keep going. Yeah. No. We don't have the
what
news.
Was the kind of feedback
enter it
you
next,
got?
Next year.
We don't
it's
have
really
the news
helpful.
Coming up at
start
all.
Start writing
fine,
yours
whatever.
Now. Who asked you, Aiden?
Are we good? We good? All right. Thank you, everyone.
What else have you been doing?
No.
Station sponsor.